today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm still struggling with how fast this decade has gone by, Jim. It's really messing with my mind.
I know what you mean, Patrick. Time really flies.
That it does, Jim, but I'm worried about something more practical.
Oh, you mean like global warming?
No, it was only last year I stopped writing 2009 on my checks.
All right, before we get started here today, Patrick, a little bit of business.
Yeah.
I forgot. We like to do shout-outs to new patrons to the show.
Yes, we do.
And I need to give a shout-out here to Kurt Ransom.
Nice.
Of Riverton, Connecticut.
Sweet.
I think that's our first Connecticut
All right.
connection.
Kurt Ransom. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So we have another place to crash now.
Welcome.
Go to New England. Yes.
Where is Connecticut?
It's up there.
Yeah, it's like northeast.
I-95, right? Okay. Or is that not? Well, I might be wrong about that.
Run through Hartford, something like that?
I might be wrong about this. I-95, keep going
up
there.
Near Boston?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think I've been there. I passed through anyway.
I don't know where Riverton is, but Connecticut's not that big, so it's probably all...
Yeah. Blink your eye and you miss it.
They used to have the Hartford Whalers. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I think I do in the NHL.
In the NHL.
Yeah, that's right.
NHL place.
Mm-hmm.
The Hartford Whalers, they, I think, moved to North Carolina. I think that's
become the Hurricanes?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's
not why that's not why you called. So let's get into the music, because this is a fun week where we're just playing a lot of music and we need to do that. So, but anyway, but thank you, Kurt. We do really appreciate
Thanks, Kurt.
And if anyone else would like to be a patron of the show, get some, you know, special stuff and help us, you know, kind of reinvest in the show, you go to patreon.com/suburbspod. You get all the details there. And Kurt, there will be a sticker on the way. All right.
And let us know what's the most famous band of all time from Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's for Kurt.
That would be that's a good
his homework.
That's a good one. That's a good test. Okay. Now let's move on here to the task at hand, which is that we are playing selections, many of them suggested by our listeners, some by us, of great songs from the 2010s.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we created a Spotify playlist. Mike Wagner helped us out with that. He set it up and we put the word out and it was like a collaborative thing so people could just add songs. And now we're just putting it on shuffle and playing some songs. And if you want to listen to the whole thing, go to suburbspod.com. But in the meantime, I'm just going to hit shuffle here and see what comes up next. All right.
Spin the wheel, Jim.
All right, that is Explosions in the Sky from 2016 album The Wilderness, and the song is called Disintegration Anxiety, and that was added to the playlist by Harris King.
Oh, Harris,
there
sweet,
we go.
Man. I thought you were Bobby Padovic for a second there, Harris.
It does sound like something Bobby would put on there, right?
That's amazing. Makes a good segue with Baroness. This is a band I lost touch with. I didn't know they had an album in 2016 called The Wilderness, but I love that.
I don't really know that much about Explosions in the Sky, but having listened to this playlist multiple times now, this has been one of my favorite tracks.
Stands out.
Is totally cool.
Yeah, the instrumental. Amazing. Yeah, totally.
It's amazing. It's a really, really cool song.
Yeah, and reminds me a little bit of a record that just came out this year that you may hear more about from me, folks, by a band called The Mesthetics. But it's got that kind of rolling, you know, almost Fugazi kind of groove to it. It's really, really cool, man.
I love it. Here's what Harris had to say in a comment. He said, He picked Disintegration Anxiety by Explosions in the Sky because it's the best of the awesomeness they always do.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's all I need to say, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Here I go. Spin the wheel.
So go leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this room. Someone needs medical. Cold in this house, and I ain't going out to chop wood. So cover me up, and know you're enough to use me for good.
All right, that of course is Jason Isbell from 2013's Southeastern album. That was the first track called Cover Me Up. And yeah. That was added to the playlist by, hang on, I know we have a lot of Isbell fans for the podcast. Yeah. Scott Parks.
Scott Parks, yeah. Nice man.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
You know, some ways I think it's been the decade of Jason Isbell. I mean, there's a guy who kind of, you know, had a comeback from some bad circumstances, struggles with alcoholism, got kicked out of the Drive-By Truckers at some point, and he, you know, cleaned himself up, and, you know, he got married and had a kid, and he's produced some albums that people really love and connect with. And, you know, I haven't really parsed the song out, probably like, you know, people like Scott Parks have, but I always really like the line about, it's cold in this house and I ain't going out to chop wood or something like that. It's just like, you know, screw it. Like,
right. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said, Jim. And, you know, I really think he has emerged as a very, very strong American original songwriting voice alongside, in my opinion anyway, MC Taylor, who performs as his gold messenger. I think both of those guys are writing American music from a mature, grounded, and really incisive perspective, and using all the tools of classic rock and country and alt country too to put it all together in a really good way.
It really just becomes great, you know, music at some point. It's not even really about genres anymore, you know. I remember when my wife got into Jason Isbell, really within the last couple of years, she kind of got into it. And, you know, I think I've discussed this on the podcast before about how she's sort of been adamantly like sort of anti-country because I think it went against her, like, you know, punk rock,
that's right,
you know, youth. And she, for a long time, she was like, I really like this music, but, you know, can I like it? Because it sounds too country for me. But I think at some point you're just like, you got to let all that go away. It's just good songwriting, you know.
Yeah.
Scott Parks says about this song, he says, I was hooked on first listen. And then he says, don't be surprised if you hear several of Jason Isbell's songs on this list from me. He's one of the best songwriters going right now. So there you go. You know, and I think he, not that you want this to happen to people, you don't, but when you hear somebody write from the heart about bad experiences that they have had and they can do that well, it really touches you. It really comes through.
Definitely.
And I think that's a lot of what people relate to.
And we should be glad it came through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people didn't.
All right, boom. Here's the next song. That is the Foo Fighters from 2017. The album was Concrete and Gold, and that song is called Run, and that was added by Mike Snyder.
Nice, Mike.
Mike and I went to a Foo Fighters show right around this time, boy, I guess it was maybe a couple of years ago now. He kindly invited me to go with him. It was the debut show at the Anthem.
Oh, that's
DC.
Right. Yeah.
Foo Fighters opened up the building.
For show ever.
And Mike had a couple of tickets and he invited me to go.
Sweet,
and that
man.
Was super fun. And yeah. he's a great man. And I will say about this song, you know, I have to think, here's a song that Pat Smear is probably happy he's in the band for, because this sort of goes back to that kind of hardcore
totally.
Roots a bit, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's got that drive and power of that other band. And talk a little bit about the Foo Fighters, Jim. I mean, do you see them? I know we've touched on this as the American rock band, or like the most successful American rock band of this decade.
Maybe. I mean, I guess in some ways they're kind of still carrying the torch for rock music. I mean, what if we're
in a mainstream big selling
way, if we're
going
to look
yeah.
at 2010s as sort of a decade where rock music really kind of faded away to a large extent. You know, I'm not talking necessarily about the indie rock that we like, but yeah, in a mainstream way where the popular music today is mainly, you know, hip hop, and not that that's bad. I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know, it's hip hop for the most part. And then like, you know, kind of like dance pop music, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have rock bands, you know, necessarily really on the charts much anymore.
No.
If there is still, I don't think there is, but if there is still an American Top 40 show, I don't think you're going to, you know, hear that the way you heard like, you know, Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen back in the day.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my point is, Foo Fighters are still one of those bands that's out there getting radio airplay and, you know, I guess selling records or getting streams or whatever it is
yeah.
today. And
whatever 21 Pilots is, we
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, other bands like that. But I guess I would say Foo Fighters is one of those bands, whether you, you know, whatever you, you may not think that they're terribly inventive anymore, but what they're doing, even this was their latest album in 2017, I mean, what they're doing is still very listenable. Like, it still feels like they care about it,
yeah.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right.
Real quick, I was just, while we were talking, looking something up. What do you think, Jim, is the best-selling record of the 2010s? Most sales of, like, pop
An
music.
An album?
Album.
Oh, boy. Wow. You put me on the spot. I know that the most popular song of the decade was Uptown Funk.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, I did not, but I could believe it.
And actually, that's a jam.
That
I like that
jam.
Song.
Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah.
The biggest album must have been a Taylor Swift album, right?
No, actually, it was Adele. 21.
Oh, yeah.
It had the most sales of all records. Taylor does appear on the list. Also, Ed Sheeran is pretty damn high up here a couple times. So. And surprisingly, Lana Del Rey comes in pretty high at number 35. I didn't know she sold that many records.
Yeah, she's more popular than you think.
Yeah, really sneaky.
Interesting
popular.
Career.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the next song. All right, that is Metallica.
Yeah, it is.
The song is called Hardwired. The album was Hardwired to Self-Destruct from 2016, and this song was added by Mike Snyder.
Nice.
Mike is getting all the songs. I forgot to read his comment about the Foo Fighters
okay.
song, Run, which he said captures the band's musical range from melodic calm to crunching Motorhead-inspired clamor.
Ah,
what
there
he
you
says.
Go.
And then he says about the Metallica song... Released with the 2016 election still churning in many guts, the title track from Metallica's Hardwired to Self-Destruct was a ferocious soundtrack for those with angst.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, definitely makes you a little jumpy, a little wired up.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, that is Always.
Beautiful stuff. Hits the spot, man.
Oh, man. That is, that's a song I added. That is called Not My Baby from 2017's Antisocialites album.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this about Always. First of all, I got to see them on this tour with Dan Gursky.
Right.
He and I went.
Right.
930 Club.
Beautiful.
And this is a competitor for my band of the decade.
Oh, nice.
They only put out two albums.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of new in the scene.
Right. But they are pretty damn close to perfect albums. Mm. They are two records, just one like sort of pop gem after the other.
Totally
I
listenable.
Really love the way they put songs together, just like hooky and just like well crafted, and I just love it. And they're a Toronto band,
mm-hmm.
and they're just really cool. And check out Always. If you don't know Always, listen to more Always.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Always listen to Always.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself, Jim.
All right. I think that's about it for today.
Cool.
So tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do this again. One more
All
time.
All right. That sounds good to me. Now, I will tell you this. Something else we have to give thought to, I think, before the year closes out is who was the best club football team of the decade?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. European or MLS. No, just kidding about that last part. But yeah, who was it? I don't know. We have to give it some thought.
Right,
there's
we'll
some really
to,
good teams.
If you have any ideas, call in.
Bill Horn, give us a call, man.
Phone lines are open.
That's right. We're taking calls right
now. Yes, right. First time caller. Long time
listener. That's right. Yeah. And we'll play Total Football by Parquet Courts in the background while we listen.
Talk about another band of the decade.
There
man.
You go, man.
Ooh, that's some good stuff. All right. Okay, here we go. If you have any comments about the decade of the 2010s, hit us up. rock@suburbspod.com is the email address. The phone line is
612-440-1984.
And
find us on the socials.
Socials, yeah. The
at
Facebook.
Suburbs Pod.
There you go. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yep.
All that stuff. All right, let's get out of here. This is cool. One more day to get through about another 120 songs, right?
Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. We'll do that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. All right, I'll listen to Foo Fighters over Ed Sheeran about 100 times.